Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station with none other than your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. I am so excited this evening because we have a very, very special guest tonight. I am just, you know, cheesing from ear to ear. My smile is so, so huge because this is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman, Reverend the D. Well, oh my goodness, she has just a tremendous bio, but let me share a little bit with you because she'll do the rest. Tonight we have Miss L. Renee, an internationally selling R&B artist, recording artist, who has traveled the world extensively and toured and performed with so many renowned artists such as Kelly Price, Trey Songz, Mary J. Blige, Fantasia, and of course, Kim himself, and so many more. You know, it's so many more that I can't even name them all. But I just want to give you a little teaser for a moment. And not only has she toured with many renowned artists, she has written over 40 songs herself and has produced seven albums. Wow, that is phenomenal. And, you know, she has received numerous of accolades. She was honored and won the 2010 Detroit Round of Andre Harrell Superstar Soul Search Award. She was a finalist in the 2010 Budweiser Superfast Singing Contest. She is featured with the Your Local HD Band.com artist, Women Who Jam Showcase, and Can a Sister Rock a Mic? I like that one. 2010 Live at the Groovebox Studios. She is just, you know, I can't even do her real justice. She has to come in and tell you herself a little bit about who she is, because where I'm from, where I'm looking from, she's just a phenomenal woman, and I really want her to really feel welcome here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And without further ado, we're just going to connect her in and just let her share with who L. Renee is. Miss L. Renee, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi.
Hello. First, I would like to say we are so honored to have you grace our airwaves this evening. You could be any other place, but you are here, and we just so honor you for being here this evening.
Thank you very much. That was a great introduction. I feel like those are my shoes.
thank you so much. You know, so many people were just really highly anticipating you coming onto the show. I got really excited when we heard from your management team. So it's just, again, it's just a privilege and an honor. And we already have people from the Detroit area hanging on the line. So hopefully by the time we get to the question and answer portion, if people will call in and just say hello, if that will, you would welcome that.
I would love that. That would be great.
Okay, good. All right, you know what? We're just going to get it started because people are very excited. We're just going to jump right in here. When did you know you were meant to sing?
Wow. let's see, I was about two. No, I'm just kidding. I have been singing for I have been singing for a long time, but I didn't start out in the industry right away after high school. I was under the impression that I wanted to become an architect, so I actually pursued that career for a couple of years out of high school and then decided that that wasn't really the direction that I wanted to go in. And on a whim, I took a showcase performance opportunity that a friend of mine declined and did some music that I had actually written. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning for me, and that was in 2004. Yep, yep, yep.
So that was the beginning. So you went instead of someone else. You know what?
Yes.
Everything happens in divine order, so it was meant for you. Wow, that is amazing. And so we have this phenomenal person that's singing. You know, we are going to play a little bit of your music throughout the show. But tell us, you know, did you ever sing in church or you know, a church environment? Because a lot of singers say they come from the church. It starts in the church. So was that the same thing that, you know, is
absolutely
true to you?
Absolutely. I did a lot of singing in school, for sure. I was part of a community choir that was very, the director of the choir was also a pastor of a church, so our rehearsals and stuff went on there. And when I was in high school and when I was in college, a lot of the music that we performed, because it was a choir, you know, we did a lot of choral music, but that included a lot of spirituals and stuff like that. So the grounding in terms of my spirituality was there from the beginning. And I do R&B now, that that's primarily what I write and what I perform, but it still has a tinge of gospel. I mean, whenever I perform, anyone who's ever seen me perform can kind of hear that. Definitely have a gospel influence, but I also like inspirational music. And you can hear that in, like, some of the lyrics, too.
Absolutely. Now, yep. Do you compare yourself to any other artists out there?
Well, I think there's a certain group of individuals that I could be categorized with, but I still like to maintain my individuality, if that makes any sense. I think that every artist has something of their own to bring to the table and to the forefront, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that on more of a mainstream level as time goes on. I'm really excited about everything that's going on. Like in a couple of days, I'll be going to South Africa with Kim, and my life is just moving forward, and it seems like it's moving forward faster and faster. But that's great, because I'm kind of living like what I've always dreamed about since the time I was like 9 years old.
Wow. Well, since you brought it up, because we were going to ask you about the South Africa, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen with that tour in South Africa? That happens next week, right?
Right, right. I actually leave Monday afternoon. It's kind of like, what, really? I'm really a humble person, and to me, it's just like a dream come true. I really don't know how else to describe it other than that. We are doing a couple of shows in Johannesburg, and the rest of the time we will be there absorbing the culture. I can't wait. I just can't describe it. I'm going to be in a place where my ancestors came from. And an experience like that, not very many people get to say that they've done that, and I'm definitely humbled, and I feel extremely blessed to be able to do something like this.
Oh, awesome. You know, I feel like, you know, I wish I could be there. I wish I could hum a few notes to be there with you and share the experience.
I know, right? I know. It's absolutely amazing. I can't wait. I think I'm already packed.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, you have so many artists that you, you know, renowned artists that you have performed with. When did you first share the stage with, you know, one of the professional singers out there? When and what did that feel like when you first shared the stage professionally?
You know what? I think I would even have to go back farther than 2004. When I was in high school, I had the opportunity to perform in a play. Stephanie Mills was the artist that was the headliner for that show, and our choir would actually do a song, and I was the person that led the choir, and that was, yikes, I don't know what year it was, but I was still in high school, and that was my first experience. And then, like I said earlier in the conversation, I decided that, you know, singing is cool. I've always wanted to do it, but I wasn't sure that I would be able to do it and make a living from the part of entertainment that I wanted to be in, which is what I'm doing now. And, Stephanie Mills would be the first person. And then it's gone on to a lot of the experiences that I've had with the major artists that you see on my bio include because of being on the road with Kim. But I've also opened for Ledisi, Music Soul Child. I mean, those people the artists that in our community are very well received and respected. And that came about from just networking, you know, knowing people that have been really, really good to me and have respected my work ethic and put me in the positions that I needed to be in order to, you know, be around people that were doing the same things that I wanted to be able to do on a larger scale. Did that make sense?
Oh, hi. Yes, absolutely. You gave us just what we needed to hear. What are some of the, you know, a lot of artists say that they live through their music, they express through their music through some of the challenges that they face in life. It always comes from a deeper place. When you're creating music, from which place do you create music, and what kind of inspires you to write the type of music that you write?
Some of the inspiration does come from my circle of friends, you know, things that they've experienced. A lot of people find it easy to open up to me, so sometimes I do turn those experiences into songs, but a lot of it does come from my own personal experiences and my interpretation of them and just kind of putting it to music. I still have a large part, I think, of myself that is still... It hasn't been presented yet, I'll just put it that way. And I'm looking forward to being able to let that part of myself unfold as my career continues. I do want a very long career in music and in writing, well, specifically music performance and in writing. So that's good that I still have a lot to give. I think that, I mean, it goes for any type of art, any artist, whether it's, you know, print art, if it's music, if it's painting or whatever, you basically internalize your life's experience, whether you are giving your interpretation of something that you heard from someone else, something on TV, something that, you know, you've been through in your own life. That's just what being an artist is about. And to answer your question, yeah, a lot of it comes from my experience, but I still have a lot that I have not expressed. And I'll just leave it at that. So as the albums start to come out over the length of the rest of my career, I'm looking forward to digging even deeper and giving an even deeper perspective of who I really am to my fans in hopes that something in them is ignited by that, you know, that expression.
Absolutely. That is phenomenal. I'm glad that you expressed it in such a way because, you know, people need to feel, we like to know where an artist is coming from, and that helps us to relate more to the music as well when we can actually feel your heart in your music and just listen to your words and see, you know, from the place where you create from. That's so important because it engages people to really just connect with you in a more personal way. So I'm glad that you elaborated in such a way.
Some of the other parts of that I haven't put into my music, I've been able to express in other ways. Like I've been like a volunteer for domestic violence organizations, like Haven. That's one. Another one is called Safe. That one was based out of Detroit. And then my nonprofit that I started, the Illuminate Girl Power, I wasn't a direct you know, well, some of that's going to come out in my music, but just to kind of touch on some things that I haven't presented musically are the experiences that I had in my household as a child. There was domestic violence that went on in my household, and I've kind of been an advocate as an adult to, you know, helping perpetuate self-esteem in young girls and also to being a hand in those who help others find comfort in those types of experiences. Does that make sense? And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That's just something that just came to my heart, and I just wanted to express it.
That's okay. The, you know, it's all about you this evening. In fact, we were going to ask you about girl power, because it is something that's very much needed in the community to help the self-esteem of the I know you have a fashion show coming up this April.
Right. Yep. The girls decided that for their first year they wanted to put together a fashion show. It's probably going to be relatively small, but it's all about them. I wanted them to be able to pick what they wanted to do and help them follow through on something. That's really all that it's about. And I wanted them to feel like they have the autonomy to do whatever it is that they want to do. And it doesn't matter how old you are. There's nothing that's, you know, that's not within their reach. So the fashion show is going to go on in April, and we're doing the little final touches for that. If for some reason anyone wants to know exactly what's going on, for your listeners, I would like to encourage them to visit their website, and it's ElreneeGirlPower.com, and Elrene is spelled L-R-E-N-E-E.
Yeah, we have all the your information in the chat room, so those who are hanging out in the chat room definitely have those, all your links, because I feel it's so important, because doing community efforts and things of that nature are very near and dear to my heart. And so when I saw that you have this organization, I'm like, wow, not only is she a phenomenal artist, but she is a Renaissance woman, and she gives back to the community, and that, you know, and that's very commendable, because a lot of times people can go to a certain level in their career and just forget about the, you know, things that matter and how they can make a difference in somebody else's life with their influence. So I love that you're doing that to help the self-esteem of our young girls out there. It's very, very commendable. And so what are some of the things that the organization actually do with the young girls to help them build their self esteem? You know, especially if with more severe cases.
Right. Well, we always have lunch. That's always included. But then we also do other type of like small group activities. The group is right now is only 5 girls. So they get a really close-knit type of quote-unquote family, if that makes any sense, with the other girls that are there, and including myself. This is my first time trying, and the girls that were picked were girls that I knew that they looked up to me because their parents had expressed that based upon the fact that their parents liked my music, kind of introduced it to their daughters, and their daughters were never able to really interact with me because a lot of my shows have been at places where they were not able to come. There were age restrictions. So I was able to pick 5, and most of the time we do creative type of activities. We've gone to this place where we painted our own ceramics. We got to pick out our ceramic, and that was the activity for the day. We've gone to the Detroit Institute of Arts and sat on the lawn and designed our own T-shirts. So it's all about self-expression. That was a major part of last year. Our next event is going to actually be this weekend, and we are going to participate in a workshop where the workshop is basically based around teaching how to integrate technology into social networking. So it all ranges. All kinds of things. We've gone to movies. I mean, we've done all kinds of things. And we also have a photographer that follows us. So also anyone who's interested in seeing like the pictures of things we do, some getting some of the feedback from the girls or from their parents, all of that's on the website too.
Great. You know, I'm glad you went in detail about that, because it's so many people that can benefit from being a part of that organization. We want to make sure, again, before we wrap up the show, that we mention that information again. But it is, we do have it in the chat room as well, for people to go directly to that link, your website, and a couple of your band sites. Well, you know what? At this point, I really want to kind of get the listeners to feel El Rey Nashi music. I have one of your, if you don't mind, I am going to play one of your songs, which happens to be one of my favorite songs of yours. And and I definitely want to play. I love your track, Reflection. So that's what we're going to play.
Cool. Thank you.
I just absolutely love that song. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit, you know, when I was listening to that, you know, it's just so soothing, so calming, and it takes you to a self-reflective place just listening to it. And it could be, you know, also because I'm a person that's heavily into meditation, but I was actually able to just really tune that in. I put it on my iPod, and I was just, you know, just went into that place, that peaceful place. Tell us, you know, about how you came about creating this song.
I collaborated with one of my good friends, DJ DDT. I don't know if any of you guys know him, but he used to be a DJ for Detroit's 97.9 and was basically responsible for the Who's Next on the Menu section that they have. But he's also an excellent producer. So he sent me that track, and we kind of collaborated on it. And it's just a feel-good song. And the lyrics and the melody just kind of came out without any effort. And that's how that song was created and was born.
Wow. You know, because it seemed like you guys, you know, you went into a deep place with that, because that's how I felt listening to it. And
yeah,
it just took me to a peaceful place.
Right. It's a really feel good. The music is really feel good kind of music. So, you know, when you have good music, it's easy to write to it.
Right. I mean, you have such a beautiful voice. It's just really very smooth and just calming. Not, you know, some people have a voice where, you know, they have excellent voices, but it's something different. A different element in your voice. It's some type of, you know, I'll just say some type of anointing or something. Because because we have a lot of great singers, and I know people probably in the church can relate to what I'm saying. It's not a religious thing, but it's something calming and soothing about your voice, and not everybody has that. When they sing, even there are artists out there that sing the R&B music like you do sing, mm-hmm. It's just a different element. I just, you know, it's a compliment.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
I'm looking forward to actually being able to even express, like, another aspect of my singing voice. That's a little bit closer to how I perform, like what you guys just heard on the song is relatively subdued in comparison to what actually happens when I perform live. I have a lot of videos of that stuff too, so if anybody's interested in checking that out, you can too, like video footage of me with Kim. He has a song called Golden Days where there's a spoken word part. So I do that as well as an ad-lib after that and the duet that he has on his album with Marissa Rose, and then it was recorded again with Chrisette Michelle. Is This Love? That's one of my favorite songs. But, yeah,
wow.
I mean, it sounds good recorded, but it's a lot different live, so you've got to come see us in person.
Absolutely. You know, when are you going to be – I know you're going to South Africa next week. But, you know, how often do you set up the concerts actually in Detroit?
Well, I perform in Detroit anytime that I can. We really don't have time in our schedules, honestly, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's so bittersweet because I'm from Detroit, so I love performing here. And before actually being picked up to tour with Kim, I mean, I was performing regularly. The last time that I performed in Detroit was last week, Friday, I think it was, at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History with a great artist named Mike E., who puts on what's called Afro Flow, which is a high energy, I mean, you would just have to see it, but he does a lot of Ethiopian music, but he also infused R&B. I did a tribute to Etta James, I mean, just blues, everything, all the kinds of music that we like to celebrate was incorporated in this. The next time that I'm performing in Detroit, I don't think I have anything coming up, but my schedule is always updated on my website. So I would like to encourage anybody to go there if they wanted to find out what's going on and subscribe to my email list, because I send out my calendar with that as well.
absolutely. I think I already have my subscription.
Cool.
I want to make
Thank
sure
you
I come
that.
And
we
see
need
you.
As many people as possible.
And, you know, performing live.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. I was just agreeing.
Well, you know what? We have 30 more minutes remaining in the show, and I'm hoping that people, I see a lot of people on the switchboard. Sometimes people get a little stage fright, so I just want to quickly remind you, all of you that are here, it's a lot of people from the Detroit area. Hello, Detroit. 313-734-248, all on the line, so they knew that you would be online. So feel free to select option one so you can say hello. You know, make a nice comment if you don't have anything else to say other than hello. That's fine. We certainly welcome. Don't be afraid. We are very approachable. but I want to quickly say that because we do have a lot of people hanging out, and I presume in support of you. But nevertheless, until they decide, we're going to continue on with our questioning. Now, you know, a lot of times when we have artists, they have these amazing talents, and it's often wondered if it's a talent that comes from down somewhere in the family tree, somewhere else in your family that sings and kind of also inspired your singing.
Well, nobody else sings except for me, and I have two other younger sisters. I'm the oldest of three of us. My dad played the saxophone, but he doesn't anymore. Really? I don't know where we learned how to sing, just being honest. But the three of us can sing extremely well, which is great. But we do have a lot of people in our family that are very artistic and very creative. My mom was a seamstress. She was also a photographer. My grandparents, one of them played the piano. My grandfather, he tried to sing, but he wasn't as good at it as one of his brothers, who was actually in a quartet during the Motown era here in Detroit. So, you know, my roots run deep. You know, I think everybody has that one aspect of them that allows them to be creative. Some of us can articulate that talent better than others. But, you know, it's just in our roots. Like, we love music. We love being creative. And it kind of, it kind of shows through. But as far as singing, no mom, no dad. Mom and dad cannot sing at all.
Okay.
But somehow people picked me and my three sisters to give us the gift of song. The middle sister, she's actually a nurse right now. And I have a little nephew, his name is Devante, and I don't think that he's musically inclined at all, but my sister is. She can sing very well, but she decided to go into nursing. And then the youngest sister of us, she can sing circles around me. I've told her that before, but
wow.
I don't know if she's internalized it yet. So I'm just looking forward to when she, you know, becomes of age to be able to do her own thing, because I think if she really wanted to be able to do it, it would be fantastic.
Wow. That's so awesome to have other siblings that know how to sing, but you're the only one that does it professionally.
Right. Yep, that's it.
Oh.
But we used to listen to songs all the time. Some of our favorite artists include, like, Kim Burrell. We used to sing her music all the time. Take Six was one of my favorite artists outside of Stevie Wonder, stuff like that. But, you know, we've always done things that kind of revolved around music, too. Like, I don't know if anybody else has this. Maybe we're the only weird family that does it. But we will put on, like, Dreamgirls or, like, especially Five Heartbeats and sing, like, the whole soundtrack together. Yes. Like, we'll sing the whole thing. Like, who does that? Our family.
You know what? You guys, that's perfect perfectly normal. You guys are not alone. Trust me, you're not.
It's insane.
You're
it's
not
insane.
Alone. Well, that is awesome. To kind of relate to that, you know, I don't sing. I'll just put that out there right now. But we certainly have had our share. My sister and I have had our share of singing to the Five Heartbeats and Dreams Girls,
okay.
All of those things. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Good. So I
well,
feel like we're so
amazing.
Weird.
Well, amazing. One of the questions that I do want to get in is, do you ever get to a point, you know, I know when you are passionate about singing, people think that you just sing all the time. Is there ever a point where you just don't want to sing?
Wow. Actually, no. There are times when I can't because I have the tendency when I get on stage to just kind of lose control sometimes. And I might need a vocal coach for that. And because of it, I might get hoarse. So I'll be on vocal rest, which is the hardest thing to do. I'm not necessarily a big talker, but I love humming or whatever. So being quiet is like a death sentence for me. But no, I don't get tired of singing. I mean, this is just what I do. It seems as natural to me as breathing, to put it into perspective.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that statement, as natural as breathing. That means that you are definitely serious about what you do. You know, I've always wanted to ask an artist about that because there are so many people that have, you know, things that they're passionate about. And they're so passionate about it, like they breathe it, but there are times in their lives where they sometimes don't want to do it. So I've often
right.
wanted to ask that question to an artist, and today I got my opportunity.
Cool.
I love your answer.
Thank you. I will give you, like, some of the other side of that. Like, in singing as a profession, there are certain things that I would prefer to do without that sometimes makes me tired, but the singing in and of itself, no, I could do that all day, every day.
All right. Love that answer. I definitely want, again, to engage the audience and with some more of your music. We have another song from you, and at this time, I want to play that, and that particular track is going to be With or Without Me. All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, and with our featured guest, Ms. L. Renee from the Detroit area. Welcome back, L. Renee.
Hey.
that song right there, you know, I guess I'm partial to you because you're from Detroit. But you're telling me for itself. I just love the sound. You know, in my personal opinion, there are a lot of artists who you can't really tell who is speaking or who's singing because so many people sound the same. You do have your own unique sound and unique flavor, and that's just awesome to be able to say that you stand alone in a great spotlight, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and Miss L. Renee, it does seem like we have some people that are raising their hands wanting to say hello to you. So if you don't mind, we're going to take a few callers here.
Ooh.
Caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic Energy and Miss L. Renee. Who do we have on the air? Caller from the 313 area code, and your first three digits are 522.
Hey, how you doing? This is Nate Robinson.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful.
That you want to say? That's great. You have something that you want to say to our recording artist, Miss L. Renee?
Listen, I have been following Miss L. Renee for a long time. I've gone to several of her shows. She is a phenomenal artist. I love listening to her music. I think I have all of her albums. And I just think that she's an awesome artist. I'm proud to have an artist and a person of her stature from my own hometown. I love it. Love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nathan. If you could see my face, like, I'm, like, blushing right now.
That's what's up.
Well, we thank you so much, Mr. Robinson, for calling in to share those kind words. We certainly appreciate you. We know Ms. L. Renee certainly appreciate you, too. We do have some more eager beers on the line, so, again, thank you, dear sir, for chiming in with those lovely comments.
Thanks.
All right. We have some more callers here. All right. Caller from the 404 area code. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic Key and Ms. L. Renee. Who do we have on the air with us?
This is Woody Dixon. How are you doing?
Oh, hello, Mr. Dixon. We're doing great. You have something you want to say to our guest this evening?
Yes, I actually do. I am loving Ms. L. Renee. She is one of the premier artists in the game right now. I don't know if anybody really truly
wow.
knows, but she is. She I caught her in Florida, Jacksonville, and after the concert, she was in a bar just relaxing with some of her other people, and some people came in and asked her to sing, you know, and she ripped out the song by Chaka Khan. I can't think of the name. I would love you might want to have her do it on the show, but she did it. It's so good that one of Chaka Khan's band members came over and said that it sounded better than Chaka Khan. And I actually have it on videotape. I videotaped it, so it was excellent. And so this is the type of singing that you have.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Then,
I'm here for that.
After she got through singing, this is, I want to say one more thing. After she got through singing, some of the people that asked her to sing came over and started chatting out, calling out other singers, telling them to watch out. They called out Jill Scott and some of the other singers, and it was amazing, man. It was really amazing. And she's such a humble singer, and I just like to tell her I thank you for being a singer. She inspires me with her music. I just listened to her. She has a jazz collection that she did, and when I tell you she really did it, it inspired me. So, and I'm not no crier or anything, but she gave me a lump in my throat and everything. I mean, thank you, Ms. Ellen.
Yes. Well, we certainly appreciate you for sharing those kind words with our listening audience. We do have so many other people who want to say something before this hour ends, but you are definitely, not the only one that feels that way. It's just amazing. She has a different quality that is just indescribable.
Yes, she really does.
Thank you, too.
And I appreciate y'all taking my call, too. I've been calling. Y'all got so many callers. Hey, man, what's going on?
Yes.
These other radio stations in Atlanta better watch out in the world.
All right. Well, thank you again, dear sir. We're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 313 area code. You have the 268 exchange, because we have several. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic Energy and Ms. L. Renee. Who do we have on the air?
Hi. I just wanted to call in because listening to the guy who just spoke before reminded me of a time I saw L. Renee in New York. She performed at the Sugar Bar, which is Ashford and Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Nick Ashford, the late Nick Ashford and Val Simpson's restaurant, and they have an open mic every Thursday, and she was there, and they get celebrities, they get local celebrities, because they're like a little, undercurrent of people here that are amazing in New York, and she got up to sing, and she struck up a Shaka Khan song, and she started off, if people are familiar with her music, because I've been following her music for years and listening to her, she'll trick you at first, because she'll give you kind of this real, like, smoky, jazzy, low thing, and then she'll just burn the place down with her top. So she started off in the audience, New York is a hard crowd, and this place is particularly hard, because, they get Patti LaBelle, Shaka Khan, everybody comes in there every week. And, people were jamming with her, and then she just let loose. And I'm telling you, it was like somebody lit a match in there and burnt the place. I mean,
wow.
People were jumping up, screaming, looking at each other like, who is this? Like, I could hear people all saying to each other, who is this? Who is this? And using other words as well that were, weren't very nice words, but they meant it in a nice way. and when she got finished and went back to her seat, people were like coming out of everywhere. The musical director, I think she sang right before a break, or there was maybe one other person after her, and then, there was a break. He came and found her and pulled her to the side and just was going off about, oh my God, I've never heard anybody do it that way. Nick and Valerie both, sought her out and just had words with her, and people were buying her CDs. It went from like she was just chilling with everybody else in the audience to like, you couldn't even get a napkin if you needed it, because the table she was sitting at was surrounded by people.
Wow.
And I mean, it's
phenomenal.
Like, she's an incredible, incredible artist, and it's not a if, it's a when. It's just people just on a more broader scale just don't know yet, but they will know, and when they find out, they'll be trying to figure out where have they been, what rock have they been under, because she's incredible. And I just wanted to say, I always support you, Renee. You're amazing. I have all your records. And anytime I can come out to see you, I do. I will. Love you, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I'm like burning up right now. Well, all the love is for you. Thank you, my dear sister, for calling in and sharing in those beautiful moments. And I'm glad. I know that our listening audience, we have, like, our lines are just lit up. So I hope we can get as many calls as we can get in. But thank you again for sharing that beautiful moment with us. We certainly appreciate you. All right, we gotta get some more calls in. Miss El Renee is just lighting up the phone line today. People wanted to say hello. Caller from the 248 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic Energy and of course Miss El Renee. Who do we have on the air?
Yes, hi. This is Crystal Rain Brock, and hello, Miss Poetic Energy. And I just want to say hello to Miss El Renee because it's been a while.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? And I just wanted to ask you a question and support you while you were on the air for your interview. We see what's going on with Whitney, and we're not going to talk about that, but she's left behind a lovely legacy of love and of songs. And I just wanted to know, what do you want to people to remember, let's say people to know you by, or what would your defining, you know, legacy be?
Wow, that's an excellent question. And you know what I think? I'm still figuring everything out, but as of today, I think the most important thing that I want people to remember about me is the essence of my spirit. And my spirit is really, how can I say this? I want people to feel like they can do anything that they want to do. I want them to look at my story and say, wow, if somebody could come from that and end up at my point B, then I can do anything. That's really what I'm all about. There's a part in one of the shows that we do where it's all about motivating a person to feel like they can do it. And you can do it is the exact line in a song, and it gets me excited every time. Remember I was saying earlier in the interview that sometimes I get overzealous in the performance and it'll make me hoarse. That's one of those moments because I feel that to my core. I feel that everybody should have a shot. It irritates me when people feel like there's a sense of entitlement. You know, does that make sense? I don't know. But that's where I am right now. Who's to say what I'm going to feel like in 24 hours?
Well, we are happy for the energy that you give and the love that you give, and we just want to wish you all the best and, you know, to continue on. And, you know, Michigan loves you, so.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for that question. That actually put me on
my
toes.
Oh, not a problem.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you, my dear sister, for sharing in your words and asking that wonderful question. We certainly appreciate you. We do have more calls, so we're going to take some more callers here. Caller from the 615 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic Energy. And, of course, our featured guest this evening, Ms. El Renee. Who do we have on the air with us?
Jazzy Sedelic.
Hi.
Ms. Jazzy, and one of my other favorite people.
Hey,
what do you
want
to say to our featured guest this evening?
I want to say I am officially a new fan. I haven't seen you perform, but from just hearing your song on the station tonight, I'm a fan. I really enjoyed it. You have a very soulful voice. I don't know what genre you're under, but I'm a fan. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jazzy, who is a wonderful spoken word artist out there who does her thing as well. Thank you so much for sharing those kind words. And I know Ms. El Renee appreciate you for becoming a new fan.
Yes, I do. You said it much better than I could.
All right, my sister, we appreciate you again for calling in. All right, we have more callers, Ms. El Renee. Can you stand it?
Wow. That's excellent, right?
Yes. All right, we have another caller from the 313 area code. 459 is your first three digits. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic Energy. And, of course, Ms. El Renee, who we have on the air with us.
Hi, El Renee. This is Tuesday.
Hey!
Hi, I'm fine. I love Elle Renee. I've known her for quite some time, and just the love and the excitement and her entertaining and her spirit and who she is as a person, and so beautiful, so flawless. She represents as well as African-American women, the independent label. I mean, Elle Renee is, I mean, I love you. You know I love you, girl, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. I haven't spoken to you in like forever.
You're awesome. She is awesome. I mean, she's just so talented, you know, and we go so far back. I know how hard she worked. I've seen her and what she do, and she's been diligent, resilient. I mean, just so awesome, so awesome. And I have had the privilege to have graced her presence in this lifetime. I'm so grateful, so grateful.
Wow.
And there is more of you to come. They don't have a clue. The voice is dynamic. I can't even describe it. But I love you wholeheartedly. We go so far back. You know I'm a fine fan from the heart, the soul, and the spirit, because I know who you really are.
Wow.
So I love you, and just keep doing what you're doing, Elle Renee, because you have inspired me. I've done a song, too, now.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because I listened to you a long time ago, so anybody can do it. So I'm almost 50. Can you guys believe that?
Oh, my God. That is awesome. I love that.
So I love you, Elle. That's all I had to say to you. Thank you for just having this wonderful interview with her. I appreciate the international, the global things she's going. She's expanding her horizons. It's just growth, growth, growth. Empower Elle Renee. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
You too, Mama.
Thank you, my sister, for certainly coming through. You really, yes, you know, really just put some more inspiration in us by sharing and just some lovely moments and really knowing her, the artist,
yes,
personally. So we, again, thank you for coming through and sharing those kind words with our listening audience. And, of course, reuniting, yes, in some form.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the opportunity, because she's just such a star power. I mean, I used to always tell her what I say. Oh, now you're not a karaoke act. I always said that, haven't I?
That's right.
No, she's probably on. All right, we're going to take some, officially the show, we're going into overtime, a little bit of overtime, so I just want to say very quickly, those of you who are in the chat room, I do apologize, we will still be streaming live, but you guys will not be able to hear in the chat room, but you will be able to check out the rest of the interview in the archives. But we definitely thank you for tuning in to this great interview with Mrs. Elle Renee, and she certainly appreciates you for joining in and listening and becoming more acquainted with who she is as an artist. We still have a million people on the switchboard. We're going to take a few more calls because a couple of you have been waiting for a little bit of time. So without that being said, let's take a couple of more, Mrs. Elle Renee. All right. Call us from the 313, and your exchange is 240. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic Energy and, of course, Ms. Elle Renee. Who do we have on the air?
How you doing? This is Lee, LG, better known as LG from Detroit.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I was calling. I just had to show some love. Ms. Elle Renee, what can I say? Oh, goodness. We go way, way back. For those who don't know, Elle was probably the first person who actually hit me to singing anywhere outside of church. So since then, she has, like, just kind of took me under her wings. That's my big sister right there. And I'm actually going to do a show in a couple of hours, and she actually was the first person to ever take me into this venue. And so to be able to do things and look back to her and still be able to catch up with her from time to time, she's such a down-to-earth person, such a beautiful person, with such a beautiful spirit. And an extraordinary voice. God only knows when she sings what happens to people. So I just had to, you know, take the opportunity to call in, just show some love and say hey to everybody.
Oh, thanks, LG.
Wow.
Same to
no
you
problem.
Too.
he put it out there, but this guy has got one of the best voices that I think I've heard in a long time. He's a male vocalist in Detroit as well. I'm always trying to help other people, like, what are you doing? You need to da-da-da-da-da.
That's me. Definitely. She definitely stays on my head. But you need that. You need that. So it's always good. She taught me that it was possible to see people in this industry that genuinely have good hearts and that believe in supporting each other no matter what. We got a lot of people that give that lip service. And, you know, unfortunately, in our community as well as in this industry, we've only been taught to tear people down. You know, if I'm not doing it, then what I'm supporting this person for. But she completely showed me something different, something out of the ordinary, and that's what makes her so special to me and my family. And I know that people will be able to feel that through her music. Every time you play it on the radio, every time you hear it, you know, on YouTube or internet, she will supersede where you're at. She'll come through there and just kind of make you feel good. So what else can I say? I love that girl.
Aww,
wow. I feel the love. Nice. I feel the love.
I'm so glad this is like audio interview only.
Well, you know, a lot of people, we have I'm pretty sure 10,000, we've over the 10,000 mark, so a lot of people are going to hear this, really.
Wow. I'm glad it's only audio because I'm sitting here crying right now, really. I've never heard that from him before. I've never heard that from him before, so that's, it touched me. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
For real.
Wow, it's amazing. We certainly thank you, my dear brother, for calling in and sharing those beautiful, you know, it warmed my heart as well, too. You know, I don't even know. I'm just speaking of you because I can get what everyone is talking about. I've never met you in person myself, but I still can feel that, and it goes back to me what I said about your voice. Is that you have a different quality, something else attached to your voice. We called it the anointing earlier, but it probably even something deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that people are resonating with that same spirit around you. So that is very awesome.
That's great. At least even, let's say, for instance, I lose my voice, then I would like to think that my works speak my heart better than even my voice was able to do. I live by that credo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we do have a couple more callers we're going to take because I know you're probably, you know, we've been on for an hour, but a lot of people want to show you some love, so if it's okay, we'll take a couple more callers.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you again, my dear brother, and we're going to have to get you on the show sometime in the future.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Wow, it's just so much love in the atmosphere, and I just really, really, okay, that caller just dropped, okay. All righty. Well, we're going to, let's see, we have a caller from the 313 area code of 522. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic Energy and, of course, Ms. L. Renee. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that concludes the call of Ms. L. Renee. I just wanted to take this moment to really thank you for a great interview. You're just an awesome, awesome one woman. And I can tell by so many of the people that have called in, you're very well loved and very well received. We highly anticipate so much more from you. We look forward to, you know, following your career even after today. You've made some new fans here on the Poetic Energy Network station, so that's also a wonderful thing. Is there anything I want you to quickly share with, we did put in the chat room your website information, your Bandcamp information, all those different links to purchase your music, but can you share with our listening audience so those that are over the airwaves can hear where to connect with you at, how they can do that?
Absolutely.
If you're a tweeter, then I would like for you to follow me on Twitter at L Renee Detroit. That's LRENE as in Nancy, E as in elephant, Detroit. If you prefer Facebook, I would like for you to log on at facebook.com/ L Renee Detroit. So they're both the same. Also, if you would like to get more detailed information about what I'm doing, where I'm going, pictures, special incentives to my private listening party coming up, things like that, please go to my website at lrenee.net and join my newsletter, which is sent out once a month. So, yeah, that's the way that you can get in touch with me. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank everyone who was out there that was listening, whether you called or not. Thank you for your ears, for your attention. I want to thank you for interviewing me. I'm so appreciative. This was definitely like, I feel like we were at a master's class. It doesn't feel like an interview at all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for asking me on the show. You're a wonderful hostess, and I look forward to being on the show again very soon.
Thank you. You're definitely welcome to come back, because we certainly appreciate your energy and your love. And we thank you again for agreeing to be on the show, because we know that you could be anywhere else, but you chose to be here on the Poetic Energy Network station with us and sharing with us your heart, your words, your music. So we definitely appreciate you, my dear sister. Please,
yes,
do feel welcome to come again.
Thank
yes, you,
ma'am.
All our listeners. Miss El Renee, you know, make sure you go out and support her music. You've heard some of her music, and we will definitely keep that in rotation on the air. You heard all of her connections. Feel free, just type in her name, LRENEE. All right, make sure you get it right to definitely connect with her music. We love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Please do make sure that you check out all of our shows throughout the week that is hosted by many various different hosts throughout the week. I am the network owner, Michelle E. Alford. Some of you may know me by Poetic Energy. So if you want to be a guest on the show, feel free to contact me at pensproducer@live.com. And thank you again, Ms. L. Renee. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good night, everyone.
All right. We're taking it out with Reflections by L. Renee.
Glimpse through the pride.